can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
I trust that this is that we can download this today because this is our normal day because Podbean contacted me, Don, because I run the account here.
Oh, do you really?
They contacted me yesterday and said that they've suspended the Podbean account because someone has tried to hack into it. So on further investigation, the person who tried to hack into the Podbean account is...
Yours truly.
You.
That's right. And they didn't say hack. If you read the thing, it would have been back on air in 24 hours.
Well, the person who's about to explain this to us has just arrived because she...
And all you have to do is put another she as a cat.
I was just about to say she, Shelley... has had to deal with Podbean, has to change the password.
No, that's all right. That's normal.
No, it's not all right, Don, because what you do is you sit down in your little hovel down in Mornington and you write out notes. You forget to bring them in invariably and you sit here and you do it off the top of your head. I do the whole lot. I know, but
you're a control freak. And we're different personalities.
And then when I said to you, would you mind, Don, if you're going to try and hack into our account? Here's Shelley here. We might put Shelley on to say...
No, Shelley understands the computer.
Just a minute. So then I said to you, Don, if you're going to try and hack into the Podbean account, how about you run it by me first? No, and then you said, oh, I love this, you said... I don't have to justify anything I do to you. Don, you do not have to justify one thing. But if I'm going to try and sort this out for 24 hours and have Shelley... 24 hours.
Shelley's left is such a... Yeah, she's so intrigued. She's walked out.
Well, because she is not employed by me or you to do this. But every time you fuck something up, we have to get technicians in. So... You don't have to justify...
Have you got a life?
You don't have to justify anything to me at all, Don, but when I have to spend the whole day trying to get a new password to make this sure this goes to air, then if you could just run it by me, I'll get someone of a technical nature to speak to you. Now, that's the first thing, right?
I've got to use the men's. Do you mind if I go? I just want to run it by you.
Make sure the best part of you don't leave the best part of you in there.
Righto.
No, I just said you don't have to run anything. You said, I don't have to justify anything I do to you. You do not, Don. No, you never do and never have. But when I have to spend the whole of yesterday trying to work out how we get back... Well, we'll ask Shelley when she arrives back. Now, I'm not sure if the doctor from Sydney, he's meant to be on every other... Wait, there she is over there.
Well, she's avoiding conflict, Shelley.
Come and speak to us? Okay, just Shelley. This is... Shelley mightn't want to be on the podcast. This is Shelley here. That's a microphone there, Shelley. Just tell us just a minute. Shelley. This is Shelley's charming woman.
Shelley, you've been brought in. Will you shut up for a minute? He hasn't got a life, Shelley.
This is
preoccupied his whole day, his whole night.
Shelley.
He's got nothing else in his life.
Shut up, Don. Shut up. We got Shelley here who's not engaged to do any of this, but she does it out of a favour. Just tell us what happened yesterday quickly, that Podbean closed us down and we're not on air and we hope to be back on air because you had to change all the passwords. Is that basically right or not?
Yes, we were able to fix it. But we did get locked out.
I agree with that, Shelley, but all you do is put another password in.
Don, why do we have to put another password in? Because you interfere with things that you know nothing about.
We're going to do a Podbean lesson today.
No, we're not. Not for him, you're not.
We'll teach Don how to use it.
Did you hear what you just said then? What's the matter if you've got to change the password? It takes hours.
It does not. You get the email straight back.
We were lucky. We did get it back quite quickly.
Thank you. Lucky. Thank you, Shelley. Lucky. I'm computer illiterate, but I know a couple of things about a computer.
Don.
And how it works.
Just because
idiot here knows nothing.
Just because you stick your big fat bib into it, that we don't have to rearrange passwords because you don't ask someone how to do it in the first place.
Isn't it good to have Shelley? Isn't it good to have a life, Shelley, where you don't worry about things like this?
No, you don't worry about it, Don. You just balls it up, no, and then we have to fix it. And I know nothing about it, so we have to get Shelley in, who has got far better things to do. So, Shelley, thank you very much. You're welcome to stay there. But so she just confirmed that you actually
to the comments too.
What? The what?
I said the comments.
Yes.
Yesterday from him.
No.
Going off his head.
So Don. So Shelley, I haven't been cognizant of this fact since we've been doing this podcast, but Shelley said, do you ever read the comments that come on Podbean? And I said...
Well, that's what I was...
No, the comments, not that what you wanted. We have hundreds of people comment on our podcast. Did you know that?
When you go into the statistical good side, and bad. That's what I was looking at.
No, that wasn't what you were looking at.
Oh, you were so you know what I was doing.
Yeah, I do, because you told me. You said you were trying to find out... You were trying to find out how many people listen.
So you'll have to start reading
them. I know.
It's extraordinary.
It's right beside the information I was after.
It is. We have hundreds of people comment on the Podbean, account, Don. Here's one just at random. This is good or bad. Max is not here to hear this. Any danger of whatever his name is, Newman Jr., ever making a point that is even remotely accurate, and he knows actually nothing about football, who knows even less than Sam, who doesn't even watch it. Now, we get a lot of comments, Don, good and bad. There's hundreds of them, Don. You weren't trying to find those comments. You were trying to find about how many people listen.
And where they come from around the world.
That's right.
But the comments are right beside, if you realise that.
No, I didn't realise that. So I was just about to tell you, Don, that the doctor, I'm not sure if he's trying to wean himself off coming on the show, the doc.
That's all right.
Well, I'm not sure if he is, because he has to go to someone's funeral today and he couldn't come on. Last week he had a keynote address he had to speak to.
Keynote address.
Not keynote.
Keynote, I said.
Keynote, yes, address. He had to address some people. And then he was on furlough in Hawaii. I'm not sure. He said he'll be on next week, so just with bated breath, we'll just quickly say Ivan's not here. Ivan's still in the ore industry over in Perth, and I think
Have you made up with Ivan?
Digging up container.
Have you made up with Ivan?
Container loads full of ore and coal, sending them over to China to power their hundreds of new coal-fired power plants they're constructing, because they're running out of energy. Wait till we get onto energy. Did you see...
Yeah, but hang on. Have you made up with Ivan?
Phoebe?
Don't.
Yes, Ivan's good. Ivan, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Phoebe. As long as you haven't severed that bridge.
I'm trying to make up with you.
Don't worry about me.
Phoebe is... I'm not sure where Phoebe is. She's on...
Giving you the arse again arse?
She hasn't given us the arse that she likes to... She comes in whenever she... it feels...
Do you think her employers have put the pressure
on her? No, I do not. And Don... And then, well, I know that Doc, if he's listening to this, he won't listen if he's not on, probably, but I know we shouldn't do the shout-outs, but just quickly the shout-outs. There's far too many shout-outs to do, because I have hundreds of people, hundreds.
I've got a shout-out.
Hundreds of people stop me in the street and we'll get on to something.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. Shout-out to Clay. Clay bundled me up and said he loves the podcast. Jeff from Jeff, I think I mentioned him last week, from Pride Real Estate. He's in our building. He likes it.
Pride. Is that gay pride or just normal
pride? No,
it's not.
It's pride. It's not.
Is it a play on
real
the gay
estate?
Thing?
No, it's
well,
not.
Well, it could be a play on. He caters for a certain market.
No, he doesn't cater for a certain...
Well, Pride might. How do you know? Why didn't you engage him in conversation?
Jesus. No, Pride doesn't...
Blasphemous.
And there's
can I give a shout-out?
Jamie, this is a shout-out to Jamie. It's Jamie Photo Cards Art on ETZY. I don't know what that means. Jamie photo cards art on ETZY. She's got greeting cards and
Jamie. I thought it was a male.
It's a woman.
And the woman stopped you in the street.
I know the woman.
Oh, you do?
And she
said, I thought she'd be rather forward for a woman to stop you on the street.
No, she sent me some pictures. She takes photographs of greeting cards and that, and she's starting up a little business.
Doing what? With the greeting cards?
Well,
why don't you engage the people instead of just standing there and taking their adulation?
Engage them?
Adulation. That's all you get out of them is adulation. That you bask in the whatever it is. You don't inquire as to why what they do or find out a little bit more about them.
Complete dunderhead. I'm just reading out what she does. She is Jamie Photo Cards
I know
Art
that.
On ETZY. That's what she does.
That's
I'm
right.
giving
you
her
tell
a
me
shout
about,
out.
Tell me about what she does. You wouldn't have a clue.
I just told you what she takes photographs
Can I give
of
a shout
things,
out?
Birds and flowers, and puts them on cards and sells them, you moron.
What, online?
I've just read out what she does it on. She does it on JB Photo Cards Art on ETZY. I don't know what that means, but everyone
Why
who...
Why didn't you inquire?
Because she just sent me that on a text. I didn't speak to her.
Oh, she's got your number.
I forgot. I've said I know her.
Oh. Okay.
What is wrong? Oh, now, okay. Don, I tell you what, Don, now we were ahead of the curve as we always
Just
are.
Just hang on. Do you mind right. if I get in? You're in shout outs.
Go ahead.
You're right?
Yes.
Now, this young lady wouldn't know she's going to get a shout out.
How do you know her?
I admired her from over the fence.
Oh, you perv.
At Baxter Park last Saturday.
Was she lying in a bikini on the
no,
back lawn?
No, she was playing netball.
You'll be up for harassment, Don. What, you're perving on women playing netball, are you?
Playing netball now.
Oh, do you want to settle down, mate?
Will you shut up? Her name is Miller.
What?
I heard the crowd calling out, well done, Miller. So I got Miller. I don't know whether that's her surname or her Christian name.
What do you reckon?
What do you think it is?
I reckon it's her surname.
Well, I called her Miller, and she plays for Sorrento. Oh. This young lady, geez, it was a tough game of netball. It was a riveting.
You're trying to get on to Miller.
Oh, she's bloody 15, you idiot. You're a clown.
How did I know she was 15?
Well, why would you make such an inner... Anyway, this girl got knocked from pillar to post. She laid on the ground. What I look at in sport is what's inside a person. Now, anyway, she's a very good player, and they took it up to her physically, knocked her on the ground on the hard netball court. She lay there once. I didn't think she'd get up. She played the whole game. She's quick. She's got endurance, skill, and exceptional courage. Her name is Miller. She plays. She played.
You know a hell of a lot about her. For someone you don't know.
Wing attack, because I saw that on her bib. Oh, that's a bib. WA, and then she was moved into C, which is centre. And Sorrento got up and beat Red Hill. This is in a final.
So you're
it was top-class netball.
So you're hanging over the fence looking at a 15-year-old girl called...
I don't know if she's 15 or she could be 20, she could be 30. But she looks very young, she's very light.
So have you met her?
What's that?
Have you met her?
No.
Well, how would she know you're giving her a shout-out?
She doesn't.
But that's people come up to you and say, I listen to the podcast, I'll give you a shout-out.
I'm giving her a shout-off because I was a great admirer of the way
this
girl played netball.
Well, this has been a complete waste of time, Don, because she won't listen to the podcast and she won't know you're giving her a shout-out.
We've got lots of listeners and they'll go back to this girl, whatever it is.
We know we've got lots of listeners because they say to us we have. That's what a shout-out is, not just some random... Give a shout-out to Henry Kissinger, who's
He's still alive?
Oh, I don't know, but you might as well give him one. And what is the... You're just dysfunctional, you are. Now, Don. We're ahead of the curve. Do you and I, Don.
You're so far out there.
Ahead of the curve, which means we preempt what the news is.
Do we?
Did we not announce that Ian Cook last week, we announced, is going to make a statement about a political career?
We were supposed to keep it under wraps, but you with your big mouth.
We weren't. You said...
No. You with your big mouth. You cannot. I will not... You're a shocker. I will not confide in you with anything because you've got a motor mouth.
I said, I think Ian Cook's going to... Listen, I said, I think Ian Cook is going to make a run at being challenging the Premier, Dan Andrews. And you said, oh, let's announce it because we've given him a good run for a year. Well, and I said, no, not, Don.
You're a fucking lying prick. Anyhow, do not twist it.
Anyhow,
I said, back off.
You said, well...
Oh, no, we'll fix him. You watch what we will do this.
We will fix him. We will bolster him. And you said, yes, I think we should announce it because we've given him a good run for a year.
Do not put me in.
Right, so anyhow, so we were right there and you were right last week, Don.
About what?
Do you remember I said, talk about slobbering suck-ups. I've got a few of them. Do you remember we spoke about... there was a girl called Abby...
Chatfield.
Worth.
What?
Chatworth?
No, Field, isn't it? Why don't you get her on the podcast?
Hang on.
Why not her on the podcast?
Don. Abby, so you said, why are you mentioning... I said, she only mentioned us so she'd get some notoriety by hanging on to our coattails... Well, you were quite right, Don. The paper, the press picked it up and said about our exchange. Talk about our exchange. And so I looked up. I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. I did a bit of research on Abby Chatfield.
I told you she's a reality star.
She's full of shit, Don.
No. Woo.
She is absolute.
She's articulate and she might be able to take you on.
I didn't say she wasn't articulate. I said she's full of shit. You want to read some of the crap that she carries on
What is she carrying?
And had a crack at me for being homophobic or racist or something. Wouldn't even... Wait till I get on to homophobic
and
racist.
Why don't you invite her on?
Just a minute, Don. Because we would towel her up, that's why.
No. You think you could.
I think I could. So Don. And then I read on and said her boyfriend, she broke up with a boyfriend. This is all on the social media. She broke up with a boyfriend and someone found her weeping or sobbing and she said she wasn't sobbing about this. Have a listen to what she said she was sobbing about. She said she was crying not... because she wasn't nominated for a radio award, because she didn't think the people loved her. That might be hyperbole, Don. That might be taken out of context, but this is what was in the press. So then, do you know who then gets onto it? And talk about slobbering suck-ups. Do you remember a bloke called Jamie Cooper? Do you remember a bloke called Jamie Cooper who painted those sort of out-of-perspective, dappy paintings of footballers?
He's a footballer himself.
He was. Jamie Cooper.
Yeah,
I interviewed Jamie Cooper for the Sunday Footy Show out here in this very studio, and he looked at my cars and he took photographs of them. And so then I said to him, I rang him up and I said, "Would you come on the podcast and speak about what spoke about?" And he said, "Oh no," he said, "I won't come on because you're a racist." And I said,
"Hang on, how long ago did you ring him?"
A year ago.
Well, why are you bringing it up? It happened. It's old news.
Because these are slobbering suck-ups.
You must be short of material.
No, Don, I haven't got on to the reason I'm bringing this up. These are people who I would have more substance in one of my farts.
Be crude.
I would have more substance... So I said, why wouldn't you come on? He said, I was a racist. I said, why? I said, because I said some things about Adam Goods. I said, I did. I said, Adam Goods was behaving like a jerk on the football field and had nothing to do with his race. And he said, oh. And I said, well, you must have known that I was a racist then when I did the interview for the Sunday Footy Show. And he said, oh, yeah, but he said, I thought it would do my business good. I thought it would do my business
really?
Good. That's exactly what he said. Oh. And I said, oh, so oh. I see. So you've got some integrity. Oh. How about that for hypocrisy?
Oh.
So I've kept that. I've just sat on that for a while.
So you sat on that for how many years?
Well, because I'm sick of people saying, because you speak don't speak kindly sometimes about people who are of a different gender, a different sexual preference, a different race, that you are suddenly branded with all this. This curtails sensible, and we found this out in spades, Don, and this is the reason I'm saying this. This podcast was charged with vilification by the most ridiculous, ham-fisted, contrived lawsuit ever. And
yeah, but you've got to understand why they did it.
I do understand.
Why did they? Do you think they did?
Because they're trying to square privilege by the own inadequacy of what they carry on about.
I think I'd like to ask the question, was it because a erection was made?
An erection, yes, I know what you mean. A statue was made by the man that we spoke about. So Don, so this is the real reason I'm doing this. So then have a guess who weighed in. The weighed in, because they like to give me a
recently
clip.
Or?
Yeah, no, this is recently. This is during the week. Who reported on Abby, that girl, whatever her name is.
Why don't we get her on?
What is her name?
Chatfield, Wheel. Abby. Right. I'm gonna find out girl's number.
Hang
and
on
ring
a minute,
her.
Don. Hang on. No, but Abby Chatfield. you said why would you do that? You're just giving her prominence.
You're still doing it.
I'm getting on to the reason I've done this, because then the Daily Mail weighed in and reported the thing. And they reported all the things that I've done on the footy show and all the things that Abby Chatfield Worth said and all that. Do you know the only thing they didn't report is the fact that we sued, this podcast sued the Daily Mail successfully for libel. Yeah. They don't ever put that in, do they? Because they printed what the photographer who took the photograph of Nicky Winmar, what's his name?
Wayne Ludby. They
printed the lies he said about us, and he apologised for the lies, and they printed and we sued them for libel. Right. Okay, so they never mentioned that we successfully sued the Daily Mail. So they are liars by omission. And those three people should be put in a bottle and launched out to sea on an ebbing tide. They are absolutely disgraceful in their out-of-context nonsense they speak about us.
Now, listen, so talking about the Daily Mail, did you happen to see their lead story? I think it was over the weekend, because that's where Dylan Allcott.
No, I
and
didn't.
His lady.
No.
Having a sex toy that he operates from his mobile phone, and she has it inserted in a crutch.
I am so sorry, Don. Could you explain that again? I've just missed that, Don.
No, you're shocked.
I'm shocked that I'd have... What did you say then?
The Daily Mail had a story over the weekend of Dylan Allcott and his lady.
Yes.
The story was they were at a restaurant and she had a sexual device inserted...
At the restaurant?
In her, at the restaurant, which he controlled the vibrations of it by his mobile phone.
What, while they were eating?
While they were sitting there, and also, if you go through a particular
I hope you're not making this up. Is this in the paper?
This is in the Daily Mail.
This is hobo diarrhea.
What do you call what?
Hobo diarrhea. This is crap. Is this the Daily Mail, is it?
This was... No, but hang on. But I thought that Dylan... Would Dylan Allcott have a case if this is untrue?
What, that he's remotely jigging his girlfriend up in a restaurant by his mobile phone device? Mm. Would he have a case? I reckon he'd have a case, wouldn't he?
Well, I just asked a question. They wouldn't print it. It fascinated me, the story. I mean, it's a story.
How would they know then?
I never thought of it that way. How would they know? That's a very good point.
How would they take the photo?
Well, I think you'd take the photographs. You could pull them from anywhere, couldn't you?
What?
That's a very good point. How would they get that story?
It's either the... Don, I hope. Are you sure you didn't dream this? Because if we're mentioning this and it's
can
not...
Can you Google... We haven't got...
Can I Google Dylan Walcott's phone device?
We need someone who can Google things.
I can Google.
Well, can you...
Yeah, I can...
It was on the weekend. I read it. I read the thing. I read it.
Okay.
I couldn't believe the story. It's the most outrageous story I've read for years.
That That's right up
but
there.
But what about his image, Dylan Allcott's image? Because he's projecting himself as a media personality.
Well, he's allowed to have sex with someone.
Yeah, I understand that, but does that?
Well, speaking of that,
I don't understand.
Well, did you see the picture of the boys on a football trip?
That was in the Daily Mail as well.
But blokes having.
Well, I didn't see what they were doing.
Well, the bloke has got one of his football teammates has got his pants down at a bar of a pub or somewhere or at a restaurant, and his other mates down there give him oral sex.
What?
He's giving him oral sex.
Is that right?
I will show you a photograph.
No. I saw the little side story.
I'll show you the photograph of it.
No, I don't. I'm not interested.
Oh, no, I know you're not interested in watching a man give another man oral sex, but I'm just saying that's. And they said, it was just revelry and merriment. So that's.
What gets on footy trips? Did you get up to mischief on your footy
trips? No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
So, what about the time you swung over?
That's not.
The boat?
That's
you remember the boat
mischief.
One?
Anyhow, we've been ahead of
the curve. Remember the boat?
Yes, I do.
You were out to sea, weren't you?
Yes, I was out to sea.
Did you win that race?
Yes, I did, Ron.
I did.
Yes, I did.
What happens if you just missed your grip?
I would have been dead. Yes, I did. But this is the mischief in you when you got pissed. Yes, when you've had a lot of drinks, Don, this is what you do. And this is why I don't drink anymore.
So you've done some stupid things on the drink.
Yes, of course.
What else have you done?
That's when the brain, as Tom Hafey used to say, when the booze is in, the brain's out.
How often was your brain out in your day?
No, not that often, Don.
That's an excellent effort. If you were inebriated and you swung from deck to deck, inebriated, how was your judgment by grabbing the rails?
Yeah, because it's called Dutch courage, Don, as opposed to a Dutch oven. And that might be homophobic. That might be when you criticise another country. What's that called?
criticise another.
Well, you
country.
Know that's called. You're not meant. You are impugning another country, like telling Irish jokes or
what
saying.
What are you talking about?
You know when you that is called. What's that thing about? Speaking ill of countries. It's called not.
They would have covered this at the college, wouldn't
they?
Yeah,
they did, and I can't remember it. Anyhow, it's called. That's what you get Dutch courage when you have a few drinks.
You said something about the Dutch oven.
You know what a Dutch oven is, don't you? You stupid man. I've never done Dutch ovens.
How would you know about Dutch ovens?
Well, I know what a Dutch oven is, Doc. A Dutch oven is when you break wind in bed and you, under the blankets.
What, you burp?
What?
You fart, Don.
And the aroma is kept under the blankets. And if you have a partner with you, man, woman or beast, you lift it up and the waft comes up from where you broke wind down by your bottom. And it comes up and it's called a Dutch oven.
Why would you call it a Dutch oven?
I don't know. I have no idea, Don. But why would you fart in bed so that the person you're sleeping next to, whether it's a man or a woman or your comfort animal, why would you fart in bed and then lift the blankets up so that the aroma would sweep into the person next to you's nostrils? Why would that be tantalising? Have you ever done that? Hello?
I'm fascinated by the Dutch oven.
Wish I could find them. I've found it.
Well, the timing.
Well, that's what a Dutch oven is.
Okay.
What do you call it when you say you are impugning another country? What do you call that?
You should have covered this.
It's not racism. I'll think of that anyhow. So Dutch ovens.
I don't want to use all my topics.
Dylan, we could get
Dylan Allcott.
That's extraordinary. Dylan took over. Dylan and a few other people took over the footy show when it ended. You know, when I ceased on the footy show.
Right.
After 25 years, it started the next year, and Dylan was one of the.
Really? Did it really?
Yeah, Dylan. And there was a woman on it.
Please, I'm ignorant.
Don.
Because I don't watch stuff.
No.
Are you serious that they had a football show after
It was called the footy show.
It was called the footy show.
And it started the next year and it was...
How long did it go for? Huh?
How long?
How long did that new footy show go for? How long?
Well, I don't think it went that long. Don't.
Well, I didn't even. I'm very, Dylan was I'm on serious.
It. Dylan was on it. There was a woman on it.
Who?
I don't know the woman's name. There was a comedian on it. There was a radio broadcast presenter
Why, are
on it.
Are you serious?
I am, and there was a footballer on it.
I
don't think it was Shane.
Jeez, did it get any traction? I'd never heard of it. Are you deadly serious?
Don, the footy show continued after I ceased bugged. To be on it, and Eddie and everyone Fair else, and they launched it.
Really?
And it lasted 6 weeks.
Six? Jeez, I'm surprised it went to air.
Well, as it turned out, they probably shouldn't have put it to air because it
Why
lasted
6 weeks. Why
wouldn't
they have done a variety show with those people?
Well,
of a footy show?
Well, I think they tried to turn it into a variety show by... I'm not sure why. But so is Annie here, Don. So I don't know
he was
about
on a,
Dylan.
He was on a rock show. He was on a
I
music
don't know
show
about
on
Dylan's,
the,
Dylan's device on his mobile phone about jigging his girlfriend. I would be very careful about that. But if you say you saw it in the paper...
I saw it.
That would be your out, Don. Now, can I mention this, Don? Now, the fact that people brand you, not you necessarily, but us, or people in general, means that you are precluded from talking about topics. But it won't stop us. It won't stop me. Did you know it's Melbourne's 187th birthday today, when this city was settled by...
John Batman?
Well, whoever arrived and settled it, you know, white settlement, right?
I think you know who the first man I think actually found Melbourne was Buckley.
Okay.
Do you remember William Buckley?
Yes, I do.
Buckley's Chance?
Yes,
he lived with the Aboriginals around Port Phillip Bay.
I can't confirm that, Don, but I know who you're talking about. But my point is, we are not celebrating 187th birthday. Yesterday it was of Melbourne being because Indigenous people might find it offensive. And here is the whole thing. Have you ever? Would it be possible, Don? We are asked, and we are delighted to respect the people who landed, who owned this country, if you like, have been here well before white people and white settlement. We pay respects to them on every occasion, at every function, at every we say we respect the elders and we respect the people and the traditional owners of the land. We respect that. How about a bit of quid pro quo? And they say, well, could we all join together as one nation, as one people, and celebrate the fact that white people actually came here and in conjunction with the Indigenous people who were here before, we have made this the greatest city, if you like, notwithstanding the present government running it, we have made this the greatest city.
It was the greatest.
We have made this the greatest city in the world.
It slipped down recently, let me tell you.
I said notwithstanding the government running it.
You walk through the city lately, it's a disgrace. It is dirty, it's unclean, the graffiti.
So this is
a shocker. It's
so Sally Capp.
What?
Sally Capp says... She says, oh, no, we won't celebrate the birthday because some people find it offensive. That is the traditional landowners. How about the traditional landowners who we pay thanks to and pay reverence to and are delighted to do it at every function? We acknowledge it all that they're the traditional owners. How about they say, well, look, it's a fantastic city that has developed since for 187 years. How about we're all one people instead of this division? The AFL keep trying to divide us by pitting Indigenous people against the white football. I mean, how about we're just one group of people here in Australia getting on? And the very fact that I say this, people say, oh, well, this is racist. Yet we get hamstrung and stopped from having sensible discussions like the Winmar thing lifting his jumper out at Victoria Park 30 years ago. Because people just... They are feigned indignation about what we're on about. Why we couldn't celebrate this country, this city's or this state's one, this city's 187th birthday, because it's a fantastic, it has developed into a fantastic state and city without everyone enjoying it. And we all pay reverence and thanks to everyone that were here before us and were here after us. So happy Melbourne's 187th yesterday.
What about the racing? They've gone forward too.
What, Don?
They're keeping up with society.
Who?
The Melbourne Racing Club or VRC or whatever it is. The Cup. Well, the fashion's on the field.
Yeah, they back?
No, they're going to be inclusive this year.
What's that mean?
Well, there's no men, no women's fashion.
So they've cancelled it?
No, it's still on. It's all inclusive.
What's that mean?
Well, there's no...
So they have a runway of...
I don't understand, but there's not a men's section, there's not a women's section this year. How's it going to be run?
No, not a birdcage or something.
Birdcage is a marketing area where you...
So when you say there's
fashions
going to be
on the field, so there's not going to be a section for men. There's not going to be a section for women. They're up with what society is wanting.
I see. So there's going to have a parade of people wearing different fashion things.
Well,
trans people.
Well, I don't know, but it'd be very interesting to see.
Trans, bi.
Yes, I'm just waiting with bated breath to see what turns up to fashions on the field.
Well. You could go, Don, by judging by what you're wearing today. Well, then listen to this then, Don. So here, we'll be called trans...
You haven't heard that the racing club...
No, I haven't, but this is why I ask you to bring
But everybody...
Topics.
This is what I'm... just an extension on from what you're talking... Is it called wokeness?
Yeah, so, Don, this people will say, this is transphobic, what I'm about to say now. Justin Trudeau, who is the Prime Minister of Canada... He has signed a bill for a $100 billion bill for bisexual or trans Eskimos to be. I know you think I'm making this up, Don. Trans or bisexual Eskimos to be included into Parliament and the Canadian lifestyle, and it is called the 2S, which means LGBTQI+ bill for $100 billion to assimilate bisexual or transgender Eskimos, Inuits, into Canadian life.
What are they excluded at the moment, are they?
Obviously? I have no idea, but this is the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who blocked truckers across that country from protesting about vaccine mandates. And not only blocked them from protesting, but also froze their bank accounts so they couldn't operate their businesses. Would you reckon his priorities are out of sync?
Didn't he paint his face as well?
I was just going to say, Don. I don't know why the Daily Mail doesn't get onto this. Justin Trudeau's the man who painted his face black on several occasions in parody or satire and now has the... you can't make all this stuff up. Two-spirit, 2S is what that means, two-spirit. A two-spirit has been added to the LGBTQI+, two-spirit Eskimos. $100 billion for an Eskimo bill to include Inuits in the... Inuit is the proper name for an Eskimo, into the Canadian landscape. And this is the man that stopped truckers protesting about vaccine mandates, which have proven... to be an absolute rort. And this government here, the Andrews government, lead the world in stupidity by... I noticed the woman who was charged. Did you see in Ballarat?
I was just going to bring her up in the next section, actually.
All right, Don, we'll bring it up now.
No, because we've got to have another
section.
Yeah, or segment.
Well, do you want me to stop now?
Oh, I'd love you to stop because I'd love a cup of coffee. I went past a coffee shop today.
I should have stopped.
It's called McAllister at the end of South Road. It's very hard to find a good coffee, yet you can find a beautiful coffee. No, coffee's not beautiful, is it?
Don.
I'm going to go and get a coffee. Can we have
Don,
a break?
Don. We're not just here for you to have a break. We'll just finish the segment quickly. We'll finish it quickly. Did you notice that? Now I.
You can have your say in the next segment,
Don. You will.
I'm
like
not going
this.
Anywhere.
You will like this. Yes, you're going to get a coffee.
A coffee, yes, but I'll be back.
Did you notice it was underreported? It is. I'm not saying this. It's been underreported how effective the marijuana oil has become.
We could have done this in the next section because I've got.
Well, why are we saving everything for the next segment? Let's finish off a couple of topics here, and then Max might come in with some sport, and we'll. There's a whole lot of stuff to talk about. The marijuana oil has been underreported deliberately, how successful it is because of the medical profession.
You've only just worked that out.
I was.
Have you just worked that out?
Don, I was telling you that there was a program on the ABC. Yeah. I don't know if it was on the television or the radio.
I saw
someone
two segments on the news.
Thank you, Don. Well,
last week.
Well, they are now saying that it is quite an effective panacea.
Oh, really?
Don, you and I are saying it.
There are a lot of other people out there that are using it now.
I'm only trying to say that because we speak about it, you think that we've got some vested interest in speaking about it. We haven't got a vested interest.
Well, I have my health.
That's been underreported, and you might think that Dr. James Stewart has given us the information. Dr. Jim from the Bahamas, where he's got a condo over there.
Jeez, he should have one.
So he didn't say that, but it is getting quite a worldwide reputation.
It's huge in America.
Well, thank you, Don.
No, I'm serious because people ask me through the week. Anyway, I don't want to go on about it all the time.
Oh, you don't want to want a coffee.
I don't understand why it's not on the PBS.
Because it has been.
I think the pharmaceutical companies may be at the root of
nobbling
this.
It.
Well, there's a case in the equestrian thing at the moment about a pharmaceutical company. Mm. And it hasn't gone to the High Court. It's supposed to go to the High Court in Canberra, and it's been years. But these pharmaceutical companies have immense power and a lot of financial clout.
All right, Don.
And I don't know, but I was suspicious. Why isn't this stuff out here? It's kind of nature.
I
reckon the pharmaceutical companies have got something to do with this.
That's why I brought the topic up. I said it's been underreported deliberately because there's a vested interest.
Now, Don, I reckon.
So we will close this off now so you can go and have your coffee. And
no, would you like one?
Don't worry about talking about domestic stuff on this. We'll discuss that when we ring off. Now, Don, when we come back, I'm going to play you something that was said about New Zealand, but it is absolutely appropriate for this state government here with an election coming up. And I'm going to play it to you over the phone. And
is this a domestic matter?
No, it's a political matter.
Oh, political, right. As long as it's not domestic.
Hmm?
As long as it's not domestic.
What's that mean?
Well, you're just like, domestic.
What, Don?
Don't talk about domestic stuff on the podcast.
Whether we need to have a coffee or not? Well, when we finish this segment, you could say, do you want a coffee? We don't have to discuss that over the... Okay, Don, so here we...
Well, go on, say it, fuck.
I'm open around the streets late at night.